Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we've got some big things today. Today is our 500th show. Woohoo! So excited about that. And what better way to celebrate than to have the magnificent Miss Kristen, Kristen Miller with us today. And she's going to be kind of talking about something that we've never really shared on the show before, but I think it's about time. It's about time to get this conversation going, which is totally good. And she's going to be talking about soul resilience, and I'd love for her to talk about that in a second. But I found a quote this morning that I wanted to have a part of the show, and it said, "Your willingness to wrestle with your demons will cause your angels to sing." And that was from August Wilson. I don't know anything about August Wilson. I'm going to check into him. So, Miss, I'm going to ahead and get my lovely co-host, Miss Amy. How are you this morning?
I am incredibly happy for a lot of reasons because Kristen is here, our dear Dr. Kristen, and we have done amazing work with her over not all the 500 shows, but some of them. And I'm incredibly sad at the same time. For lots of reasons. So I think that's part of what this whole soul resilience is about. So I'm really excited about this conversation, and I know it'll be one of many to come.
Yeah, and I'd love to go ahead and always acknowledge our regular cafe-er, Miss Elena. Melena, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm well, thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah. Oh, always, girl. You're just a regular. You just pop on, and we're like, there she is.
That's right.
There she is. And Amy, can you go ahead and introduce Christine just in case we've got a new listener who doesn't know anything about her?
Well, I'm going to do cliff notes, and then I'm going to let her introduce herself, especially with this topic we're stepping into, however she would like to. She and I are definitely soul sisters. We've been working together on a lot of humanitarian projects and keeping each other in the game for many years. And she is an amazing trauma specialist. She's an amazing healer. She's amazing on many, many counts. And I'm honored to have her here. So, Ms. Kristen, however you'd like to add to that, I would love to have you get started.
All right. Well, let's see. What I want to add to that is my dear friend Amy got the Light Bearers Award yesterday.
Thank
for
you.
Bringing light to businesses in Las Vegas. And she definitely is a shining light. And Robin, my dear Robin, did a flower reading for me. And that beautiful stargazer lily just shined through a white rose. And she helped me to understand what I'm going to do this year. And so
yeah,
I'm so
yeah,
grateful
fun
for
reading.
That.
Yeah, it was very fun. Very
it was
fun,
it was
exciting.
Very fun. Very fun. Wasn't it beautiful how it just showed up with all its magenta opening, and then inside of that was this beautiful white rose.
Yes, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
And that's what I want to talk about today.
Mm.
You know, but before we talk about all of that, if you guys are okay with this, I just really would like to take a moment that we could meet the distress.
Yes, please.
You know, our flag is flying half mast, but our flag really has been flying half mast throughout almost all of 2020. And I just really want us to breathe some compassion, some love into, wow, people have had a lot of loss this year. They've lost their livelihood. They've lost their housing. Many people have lost their lives. We've lost our feeling of security. It's hard for people to rest.
Mm.
And so I just want to just put some, you know, breathing out there. I call it heart breathing. And just put one hand on top of the other at the center of your chest or the center of your sternum. And just breathe some love, comfort, compassion into the distress that you're feeling today, the unrest. And just let your beautiful heart rest in that love, compassion. As you breathe out, let's take one more for ourselves, because we all are reacting differently to what's happening all around us. And we want to acknowledge that reaction. We want to bring some love into it and let our distress rest in it. And then let's just think of all the beautiful souls who have struggled so much this year with COVID, with unrest, with loss of jobs, and most recently with the violence in the Capitol. And just really breathing in some love to all those people and just letting everybody rest in your imaginary way in that love and that compassion. It's like breathing the soul of the planet in and letting all the distressed beings relax into that love, that compassion, that softness. And this is something we can do. We can do something here. So
thank
we're not
you.
Helpless anymore.
Absolutely. And
so good.
So
thank
you
so much, Kristen. Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's perfect. Perfect. And I knew, you know, it was great because, like, you know, just to go back to our flower reading for a minute, we had other plans about what we wanted to do with the show, and then immediately once Kristen and I started talking, I just knew that this was the direction that the show needed to be. And I would love for you to talk about, you know, what is soul resilience for somebody who's like, I'm intrigued by that word, that phrase, but I don't know what that means.
I'm intrigued by that word. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, and Amy and I just came up with that word on Sunday or Saturday afternoon.
Yes.
Okay, so it's kind of a newbie, so we don't want to feel too bad about that.
Okay, yeah, good. So if it doesn't quite come across in a soulful way, know that we are birthing our soul.
So it could be a little messy,
yeah.
You know, that birth process is a little messy.
Yeah,
that's exciting. That's exciting.
It has been a little messy, hasn't it, this year? As
yeah.
We're trying to find our way back to soul resilience. Been pretty messy. So I want to tell a story. Can I do that rather than
yes, please,
add to a definition? Okay.
Sure.
So, you know, this year's been hard. And I just want to acknowledge that. It's been hard for me professionally as a psychologist with people in every level of distress that you can imagine, both from COVID and from all the difficulties that we've had trying to come together politically.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had to travel 3 times to Wyoming during COVID because my mother went through her final journey to the great soul.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the story I want to tell you is really important because I shine outward. Okay, I've got a big, brilliant, lovely soul, higher self, whatever you want to call it, and I do, I shine, I do community service, as does Amy, who has the Light Bearer Award. I know, Robin, you do. I shine outward. I do projects. My soul shines outward. I put out there. And on the last journey, when I was driving from California to Wyoming, just after the day after my mom died, I got in my van and I'm driving across the high desert. And I realized that my soul turned around. And it was shining in on me. And it was loving me. And it was caring for me. And it was took my mom's hand, and they both, my mom's soul was shining in on me. And it's been like being held since the middle of October. Like being loved kind of from the inside out. And it's just a magical, fantastic. It's like the stargazer Lily, which shines out, just turned her little head around and shines into my heart.
Wow.
And for me, that's soul resilience. My soul is standing with me and holding me in all my reactivity. You know, all the grief, all the hardship that I personally had in the last couple of years, because, you know, while COVID went on, most of Northern California burnt in August. 4.3 million acres burnt in Northern California. And so there's been a lot of loss. And it's just such a gift. And soul resilience to me is, I wonder if we could move from our soul, which is loving and embracing and giant and, oh, she's just magnificent. And if she could turn inward a little bit and hold us in our distress.
I can feel that.
Yeah. Because really, the only thing that we can do is turn in and meet our pain with love. And look out and meet our friends with love. That's the only thing that heals trauma, from what I can see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can become reactive and fight and hurt people, but it doesn't seem like it's going to do any good.
Yeah, we have a lot of data on that.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's doing any good. Or we can watch CNN or Fox News and cycle around whatever. Get more ramped up and cycle around whatever argument that we want to have. But really, the only thing that's going to transform our pain is love and connection and concern.
May I toss something in the mix here?
Oh, yeah, you can have at it. Have at it.
I know. So my good friend Mickey always says, I'm going to throw some bait in the water and see what bites. What's coming to me right now is soul retrieval and the illusion that we have, this is just what's coming to me right now. I don't know if I'm no right or wrong here, just this is what's coming, is that soul retrieval, I can hear my soul going, I don't need retrieved. I have always been here. I have not gone anywhere.
Right. So maybe the soul is going to retrieve you.
I think that's right. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. I had this backwards.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I always laugh. I laugh because my soul has to chase me around in order to take care of me.
Right. Well, what
did you just hear the epiphany in the room? There was an epiphany that happened.
May I share a story?
Yeah.
This isn't my story. I don't know where it comes from, but supposedly it's a true story. You know how these things go. That there was these, you know, type A American business people that went to India to have a soul search or whatever. And so they decided they had to go to all these spiritual places in India, and they had these guides with them. And they had their plan, Tuesday here, Wednesday here, Thursday here, Friday we get on a plane and we go back. So they're, you know, they're running and they're going to these magnificent spiritual places, and their guides are like, okay, all right, you know, okay, this is that. Okay, let's go to the next place. And then they go to the next one. And by the time they were heading towards the third one, all the guides sat down and would not move. They said, well, we're going to miss our appointment. We're going to miss our plane. We're going to miss. And the guide said, we have to stop and let our souls catch up with us.
That's great. I love that.
What if it's that simple?
I love that.
Let's stop and let ourselves.
I think it is that simple.
I think it is.
I think it is that simple. I mean, I just have to laugh because it's like, it's so simple that it doesn't seem like it would work.
That's the thing. I think that's really what this is about, is that we're trying to make it complicated. And, of course, that's what the, you know, personality, ego, not bashing either of those, tends to do to us. If I work harder, if I do more, it'll work. What if that's, it's really the opposite of that.
And I think that's the
exactly.
Secret to all of it is simplicity. For sure.
I know when I'm working with somebody, If they're not making movement, then I know my job is to make what I talk to them about or ask them to do easier.
Mm.
Ratchet down the step. Hold with them in love. Don't get so wrapped up in we have to have a result.
So what it would be, things that we could do to help us be in that pause?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that is a good question.
Kristen?
Wow.
Oh, good.
You know,
well,
right off, I was doing some journaling this morning. Yeah, I was doing some journaling this morning, and I was just thinking about, you know, having instrumental music or the sound of nature that you could listen to.
Ooh, I like that. You know, it really helps to have to drive 1,000 miles every 6 weeks to Wyoming, and all you can do is look at the high desert. So that gives a big pause. You know, I think COVID gave people an opportunity to take a smaller pause if they had that available. But how do you do it? I think you have to just say, okay, soul, here I am. I need some love. Can you sing to me from beautiful music? Can you rub my back with a lovely cloud? Can you take me on a little walk and hold my hand through nature? You know, everybody talks about, is it called forest bathing? Can you give me a little bath in the forest? Was it the redwoods? At Christmas, up in Northern California. I just wandered through like a child, and I just let those redwoods bathe me with my soul, like forest bathing. I think it's just about that. It's like if our kids were little, we would take the time to love them and enjoy them and go out. Amy, I watched you go out with your stepson out to the Grand Canyon, and, you know, it's like, I wonder if we could just stop and let our soul turn in and enjoy.
Yeah. And we can do that anywhere. The Grand Canyon was amazing, and being with two men that I love, that love me,
uh-huh.
and experiencing that just added to that soul bath. And I, which is when it's, at the Grand Canyon, I can't remember if I shared this with you. So we're on this hike, and there is this, you know, well, a little bit ahead of us, there's this man that got on one of the outlooks, and he's saying, "God bless America," and people way down, once he finished, they're clapping, so were we. And it was like, that felt like a soul bathing. And then he did the song, and he was really good. And then he just, he bowed, and then he walked away.
Wow.
What if that was my soul in that disguise?
And I love that.
Sounds like
that.
An angel.
And I bet you all.
That sounds like an angel plan.
Yeah.
That's an angel plan happening at the Grand Canyon. Okay.
What if,
yeah.
right, what if those soul opportunities are even here in our office, or we're at our flower shop, or at the doctor's office?
Yeah, I wonder if we could.
Well, that's the thing, and that's the being in the
America.
Present moment, and just saying, you know, what's here for me? What's here for me?
Yeah.
And it's always
oh,
here
I love
for
it.
Us.
So
it's just
Ollie,
a matter
Ollie,
of we allow ourselves to get busy. Yeah.
Right. Ali Ali Oxen for free. Oh, so where are you here? Where are you? I know you're here.
Uh-huh. And what do you have for me? And can
yeah.
I be still enough to receive it? It could be a song of God Bless America on the side of the Grand Canyon. It could be a beautiful flower that just captivates you. In a bouquet that you're making or a funeral procession that you're making. It could be just a moment. It could be just one of those breaths.
Mm.
But we have to take the moment.
That's it. And I choose, right? I choose to be connected
yeah.
to my soul. I choose to bathe in my soul's love.
Yeah. Yesterday I was having lunch with a friend of mine, and she was listening to the song that, you know, like it was a Bee Gees song, and she just closed her eyes and she just took it in, and she goes, "Oh, this is exactly, I want to be here in that song, in that feeling of what that song brings for me." And I just loved watching her because she just allowed herself to literally get just wrapped in a beautiful blanket of that. And it was a joy watching her enjoy it.
And that's how her soul song sung to her.
Mm.
We can do this.
We got this. We are doing this.
We can do this because there's nothing to do. It's allowing.
What? What?
There's nothing to do. Can you believe it, Amy? Amy and I are big doers. I bet you Robin is too. I mean, this is Robin's 500th show.
That nothing to do, and please give me more of nothing to do.
What?
Because there's always a nothing to do underneath everything. I could be in this place of spaciousness as I am going about my day and inviting those small miracles to come up and get my attention.
Because they're there.
Because
right?
they're
always
there. Absolutely. They're there. And that's part of the resilience of the soul. It's like, for whatever reason, you're like, I don't know why I looked over there, but I did. And then I saw a flower. Right? Something got my attention, and I looked over there. Oh, it was a cat. It was a cute little kitten or something. Or a looking at person that's basically looking at another person with appreciation. And I get to catch that moment between the two of them.
And not only do you get to catch it, but you get to take it in.
Mm-hmm.
You give yourself that spaciousness to take it in. You know, I think
and
we notice the beauty, and then we look away.
And we miss the vibration of it, right? The energy of
it. Yeah, the energy
yeah.
of it.
Another good quote that I found for today was, I said, a purpose for our soul is to teach and bring things close.
Oh. I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
You know, when I completely let go and look at my soul that's shining inward sometimes now,
mm-hmm.
and I say, what do you got for me? I always get the most magnificent gift you could ever imagine. And it's so simple, it might be a word or two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or
flower. That makes me think of ask and you shall receive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right
here.
How
many people don't pray for themselves? Do you know how many people don't pray for themselves? They're afraid to ask for divine intervention through their soul, or if they believe in a higher power, on their own behalf. Can you imagine? I would be just completely a wreck. I would be a mess.
Oh, man.
If I didn't ask for help.
Yep. And
well,
we're getting better
back
and better at that. I think it takes practice.
I was going to say, you know, it goes back to that whole thing of, you know, the analogy of being in the airplane and putting the oxygen mask on yourself first.
Yeah.
You know, as I care for myself, I care for another.
Well, it's that balance. I'm not more important than you. You're not more important than me. We're all cells in the same body, or however that makes sense.
Absolutely. And I heard a really beautiful conversation the other day when they were talking about the oneness of everything, being this beautiful rose bush. And the bush was an expression of the sustaining of everything, and our individuality was each of those roses.
Mm, I love that. And I love the fact that rose bushes also have protection.
Yes, it has boundaries.
Yeah.
It's got those little baby thorns in. You want to come close? Let's see about that.
For sure.
So we've got a couple minutes left. And Kristen, is there some kind of a meditation or some kind of a an exercise or something that you'd like to close the show with?
Okay. I hadn't thought about that. I don't know. We can do some of those heart breathing again.
Sure.
Oh, no, I got something.
Okay, all right, here she goes.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready.
I got something. Okay, let's do the heart breathing position. One hand on top of the other in the center of the chest or sternum. And I just want you to close your eyes and imagine what it would be like if your pure, loving soul nature was looking at you with those soft, beautiful eyes. And imagine taking a few heart breaths with her, where you breathe together. You breathe in that beautiful love and joy together. And you both let go and rest in that joy on the breath out. She or he is looking at you like the most loving being that you've ever, ever experienced. And just breathing in that love and breathing out and resting in that love. Like all of your cells in your body are getting bathed. And just one more breath. And there you go. You can do it anytime you want.
I really love what do you have for me. So I will be asking that to my soul many times a day and see what happens.
What do you have for me?
What do you have
for because me? Because Robin's going to do another, you and Robin are going to do another 500 shows, right?
That's right.
Can you imagine what your soul, Robin and Amy, are going to create for the world?
Good stuff. Very good stuff.
It's good stuff. Lots of blooming. There's a lot of blooming stuff.
Lots of good stuff.
Stargazing
exactly.
Lily.
There you go,
inward.
Stargazing for the soul. That's a perfect, right? Yeah.
Stargazing for the soul.
You know, and I had reminded Kristen about that, you know, it's so important that we look up and forward because it activates parts of our brain that can really help us to be in a place that's spacious and looking for the opportunities of life. So look up.
Thank you. Thank you. All for being with us through, you know, however many shows you've been here, and Kristen, you've been here several shows with us, and you've been with us for many years, and we are honored to go forward together, whatever that looks like.
Yeah, I really want to thank the community, our cafeers, for just their support and just the wonderful things. I want to remind everybody, go to the Transformation Cafe over on Facebook. We'll have some goodies going over there and help Elena that for putting that on there for us as well. And there'll be contacts if you'd like to get a hold of Kristen and any all the good stuff. So, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, and I'll actually send you an email so that people can get a hold of me.
I love it.
Okay, that'd be great.
Okay, great.
So, you want to go to Transformation Cafe Community on Facebook and put your comments. And tell us how your soul
Let us know how you're liking the exercises that Kristen was so wonderful to be able to share with us today. So go out there and let your soul shine. Have some soul resilience. It's all good.
Woo-hoo!
It's all good. All right. Thank you so much, guys.
Love you.
Bye-bye, everybody.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.